When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1467. How to relax before bed and prepare for a good night's sleep. Part 2 by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, sleep like today, and lots more. Now, this is just like an audiobook, but imagine it's from a bunch of different authors, and of course, with permission from the sites. Now, remember, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So, if you're new here or are skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1466. But if you're all caught up, I'm sure you're excited to hear part 2, so let's jump right in and continue optimizing your life. How to relax before bed and prepare for a good night's sleep. Part 2 by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. So here's a simple breathing exercise I like to do for a few minutes every night in bed. Lie down on your back and place both your hands on your belly. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. You should feel the rising of your belly with your hands. At the top of your breath, hold for 4 seconds. Then, slowly exhale for 4 seconds and feel your belly falling into your spine. Once you've let out all the air, pause your breath for another 4 seconds, then repeat. 3. Spending time with your furry companion. Pets can melt more than just our hearts. They can melt away our stress, too. Studies show that simply interacting with an animal is enough to reduce stress hormones, heart rate, and blood pressure. Sounds like a recipe for a good night's sleep to me. This is why I always spend at least 10 minutes playing with or petting my cats before bed each night. So, if you have a pet, put down your phone and spend more time with them before going to sleep. 4. Gentle stretching. Studies show that stretching can help with symptoms of insomnia and improve sleep quality. It's one of the best things to do before bed to help you sleep. 5. Visualization. When I had my bone marrow transplant over 12 years ago, I relied on visualization to get me through some of the toughest days of the whole experience. In my mind's eye, I would picture myself healing one cell at a time, and my diseased body was slowly being replaced by a renewed, healthy one. My recovery was so smooth and so swift that it made waves amongst the doctors and my fellow patients at the time. And now, visualization is part of my bedtime routine. It's incredibly effective at curbing rumination and reducing anxiety. I would lie on the bed and picture myself sitting on a rock next to a gentle stream and my body relaxing inch by inch. If an anxious thought rams into my head, I would transform it into a leaf in my mind and send that leaf floating down the water. Give this visualization exercise a try tonight, and you'll see why it deserves a place in your bedtime routine. 6. Mindfulness meditation. Research shows that a mindfulness meditation practice can improve sleep quality for sufferers of chronic insomnia. So what's mindfulness meditation? With mindfulness meditation, you focus your attention on your breath and the present moment. Basically, what you experience with your senses and the feelings in your body and mind in the here and now. Not only is it a relaxing thing to do before bed, but it's also a great way to check in with yourself every night. 7. Acupressure. Acupressure is an ancient health practice with roots in traditional Chinese medicine. It's simple, effective, and safe enough for anyone to do at home. The method is pretty straightforward. Apply pressure to a targeted point on your body for a few seconds each time. Massage the area a little bit and repeat for a few minutes each day. And you don't need any special tool except your fingers. But if you have sharp nails, then you're better off using either a capped fat Sharpie marker or an acupressure pen. Here's an acupressure point I always massage for a few minutes each night before bed. It's called the Great Surge. This point is great for alleviating stress, insomnia, and anxiety. It's located in your feet between your big toe and second toe in the hollow area, just below the large foot bone. 8. Listen to relaxing music. According to Thomas Dixon, a researcher in the Science of Music for Sleep at UNSW in Sydney, Australia, listening to music for 45 minutes at bedtime for about a month has been shown to positively impact sleep patterns. Not just any music, though. His study showed that the best music for sleep had these specific features: lower frequencies, slow and sustained duration of musical notes, and little to no rhythm. I guess house music would be a no-no. 9. Read a lighthearted book. While you're listening to those relaxing tunes, why not curl up on the sofa with a book and a plushy blanket? You'll feel all cozy and ready for sleep in no time. Just make sure the book is lighthearted. So don't read a suspense novel that'll make you want to keep turning the page till dawn, or a horror story that'll make you wonder if someone or something is under your bed. And finally, 10, journal. So last but not least, consider including journaling in your bedtime routine. It is one of the simplest and most effective wind-down activities before bed. A small study conducted at Baylor University suggests that jotting down your to-do list before bed can help you fall asleep faster. But my personal experience with journaling to-do lists at night hasn't been great. In fact, thinking about what I needed to do the next day right before going to bed actually increased my anxiety and made it hard for me to stop my mind from yapping. So instead of writing to-do lists, I recommend using journal prompts. Final words on how to relax before bed. If you're having difficulty sleeping, the culprit could be your current bedtime routine, or lack of one. I hope that this article has given you some ideas on how to start a bedtime routine that will set you up for a good night's rest. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Relax Before Bed and Prepare for a Good Night's Sleep by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to talk about that last tip, journaling before bed. Like today's author, Sabrina, I too find it more stressful to write down next day's to-do list right before bed. I find it makes me want to get started on the list right away. So instead, I find it useful to write down my to-do list in the evening after dinner. So before I settle to watch the Kominsky Method on Netflix or the Angels game, I write down my to-do list for the next day. This unburdens my mind and allows me to truly relax. Now, you might find something else suits you better. These past 2 days, today's author, Sabrina, listed lots of helpful tips for helping us get a better night's sleep. And I so appreciated that she backed up each tip with actual studies. So, if writing out tomorrow's to-do list doesn't tickle your fancy, the really great news is there are 9 other tips you can try. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.